855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Check out freetalklive.com, where we have shop.freetalklive.com for you. You can go there, do your online shopping, support Free Talk Live in the process. Let's go back to Jay Noon, calling from New York, but you're from Massachusetts.
Well, I just got to get a load of hay from a guy in the morning, and I got a little rained out, and the roads usually travel down. I couldn't travel down them because they got washed out last weekend.
You're a hardworking guy.
Wow. So, hey, for those just joining us, can you give a recap of what you've said?
The quick recap, and then we'll jump in where we were talking about before.
I said to an officer walking around with a fire extinguisher-sized can of mace, "Why are you threatening to violence the peaceful people?" And then he told me I was trespassing in this big, like, Burlington Coat Factory parking lot. I said, "There's no trespassing signs here." And he said, "Well, I'm telling you to leave." And I said, "Well, you're my servant, and just because you tell me to do something doesn't mean I have to." I essentially said, "You're challenging my authority." I don't know if he used that same exact words. He says, "Well, then you're under arrest." He drags me. He puts cuffs on me. Drags me backwards about, I don't know, maybe 85 feet to his cruiser. My girlfriend videotapes it. The other cop standing by, he just kind of like stood by and really did nothing. I think he just kind of stayed within maybe, I don't know, 10 feet of the other cop. The cop that had me, his name was Dean Minnick from the report, Terre Haute PD, tells the other officer, which I haven't got a name of, to go seize the camera, and he just kind of stood there and did nothing.
So he went and seized it himself.
He went and he took it out, physically grabbed it out of my girlfriend's hand, dropped it on the ground, deleted it, and then yep. Went, and then he got back in the cruiser.
What you mentioned beforehand, I think this is important, is he told the other officer to seize the camera as evidence.
Right, yes.
And then he proceeded to delete the video on the camera. So this officer knowingly and intentionally destroyed evidence, or he was using this as a ruse, one of the two.
Yeah, tampering with evidence.
Yep. So, this guy apparently needs a small jail stint. I mean, if I were to destroy or tamper with evidence, I'm sure I'd get me a little time in the pokey.
Oh, certainly.
But not this fella.
And he intimidated the witness. I mean, you know, my girlfriend's a little 125-pound girl, you know? And so anyways, they bring me to the barracks, or to the prison. They ask me a bunch of information. I tell them I don't have to talk to them about anything. So I talk to this one guy. He goes, "Can you at least tell me your name?" And I said, "Sure, my name's Joseph Noon, or Joseph Francis Noon." And he goes, "Can you tell him birthday?" I tell him birthday. So he runs it all on a computer. He goes, "Yeah, what's your social security number?" Says, "I'm unnumbered." He goes, "Oh, that's cool."
That's awesome.
So he goes, "You don't look like you've been drinking." "No, I don't consume alcohol." And he goes, "Oh, why?" And then the other cop come over, and he stopped asking me off-the-topic question or off-the-record question as though this is a kid. Yeah, I think he was like, I don't know if he was an intern for sheriff's department or what. He was a young guy. And so he goes, so they bring over a breathalyzer test, and he says, "Blow in this." And I said, what's that thing for?" "Just to check your blood alcohol level." I says, "Oh, I'm not going to submit any evidence to you." He says, and he goes, "Fine, you're staying here till Monday morning till you see the judge." I says, "You already told me that once. Whatever." So I said, "Hey, you have sworn an oath of office not to compel me to furnish evidence against myself. So you're now threatening me with prison until Monday morning," and this was Friday night, because I refuse to give you some kind of evidence. He goes, "Well, I can take whatever evidence I want," and he starts cursing and swearing and screaming at me. Just going
insane. This is what happens, by the way, when the little Napoleons, the little petty tyrants, you know, in the bureaucracies have their authority. Now, I'm not saying every one of them is a petty tyrant by any stretch, but the ones that are, and you can imagine how they're attracted to this kind of role, you know, it drives them absolutely bananas when you don't submit.
Right.
Right. So. He, this gets great. So anyways, another like sheriff, an older man kind of had some gray in his hair, come over and like just kind of like grabbed this guy like by the back of the shoulder, neck area, and like pulled him in real close to him and whispered something into his ear. So right as that sheriff did that, because the sheriffs take care of the prisoners or whatever, I said, "Sir, are you challenging my authority not to give evidence against myself? I already told you once that you are a servant to the people, and you're challenging my authority. You're going to lose your badge for this. You've violated your contract with the people." And he comes at me, and he goes, "There's no effing contract. What the F are you talking about? You belong in the psych ward." He's going off. This other guy pulls him back again. So this guy leaves. And, so the kid goes, "All right, you're going to go in that cell there, and you're going to change into these orange clothes." So I walk over there, and they had to uncuff me and everything. And so I start putting on these orange clothes, and the phone rings. And I hear him say, "Oh, that guy's getting released." So by the time I get my pants on, they give me a bag full of my stuff that was in my pocket, and they walk me out this door, and then I open up this door, step outside, and the door slams behind
me. Bang!
Outside by myself, I don't even know where I am. So I pick up my cell phone, I call my girlfriend, I'm going, "Hey, I'm out of jail." She goes, "How did that happen so fast? That guy said that you'll be at the courthouse Monday morning." I said, "I don't know what happened. They just, like, threw me out of that place. They did not want me there."
Now,
I don't know why.
Yeah, Paul. I couldn't. I'm not going to speculate either. It's a really an amazing story. What happened? Did you get charged with something? Do you know if your charges got dropped? Did you just act like they didn't happen? What happened?
Well, there was it didn't all happen that fast. They wanted me to sign this paper saying I agree to appear.
Okay.
And I said, "I'm not signing anything." And the guy's just like, "All right, whatever." And he just shoves me out the door.
Wouldn't sign the piece of paper that says he agrees to appear. Oh, boy.
So I went and I found a guy at this, there was a vendor there making stickers. And I went to him the next morning and I said, "Hey, can I use your computer tonight or Sunday afternoon?" He's like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Sunday afternoon would be perfect." So I go use this guy's computer for like 2.5 hours. I write up a special appearance notice. I give him the affidavit that I'm not a U.S. citizen. I'm not subject to the municipal jurisdiction of whatever.
You're one of these citizens of the several states. Is that right?
I call myself a state national.
Okay.
Anonymous, but that's what the founding fathers were. So I go to court and I tell them when they call my name, I tell them I'm not here generally. I'm here.
Generally, what? What's this?
Can you say that again? Voodoo? Here.
Somebody's calling on the ID here. I got I told him I'm not there by way of general appearance because I've explained to you guys before how crossing over the bar that ship's railing puts you onto that ship's vessel.
Okay. And that has something to do with general appearance?
Well, general appearance is what puts you into their jurisdiction. Special appearance, you stay out of their jurisdiction, and you only stay on topic of special appearance.
Okay.
So this courtroom was full of people. It was a bigger courtroom than where Pete and Adamo were, twice the size of seating, and it was packed full of people being charged. And they, so they call me up. They ask me if my address is such and such address. I say I'm not here to talk about that.
Jay,
I'm here to talk about my
sister. Hold the line. I do want to hear the end of the story. It's Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here once again. These are hard times for investors. If you're like me, you just don't know where to put your money because there's a downside to every possible scenario. Now look, every portfolio needs a hedge for inflation. Gold has been the classic. I want to tell you, I want to be honest with you, commodities fluctuate. So you could lose money. Gold goes up and down. But every stable portfolio usually has an inflation hedge, and gold is, well, the gold standard. Washington is not going to get us out of this recovery. So you've got to protect yourself. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but it's lost a lot of its value since then. Call Midas Resources today, 1-800-686-2237 for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts.
Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL toll-free call online, 855-450-3733. Check out amp.freetalklive.com. There at amp.freetalklive.com, you can figure out how to support Free Talk Live. You can join our little Mouseketeer Club, as it were, the Amplifier Program. Yeah, give us $3 a month or whatever it is that you propose to give. It's $3 on up, and we'll give you some perks. There's a Amplifier podcast that's commercial free, among other perks. It's amp.freetalklive.com. Are you tired of watching the value of the dollar plummet? Are you tired of banks charging you fees? Do you want to take back control of your own money? take a look at Bitcoin. Bitcoin is the world's first decentralized, anonymous internet currency and is gaining popularity every day. It's free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world. You can learn more by visiting weusecoins.org. Again, it's weusecoins.org to find out more about Bitcoins. I think that they have the potential to really change the way money is used in the world. Let's go back to Jay Noon calling in, telling us his ordeal, dealing with, one crazy guy, yep. one crazy cop in Terre Haute.
For the listeners, Jay Noon is definitely, I met him down in Palmer, actually it wasn't Palmer, what was it, Bonsville?
Near Bonsville.
Bonsville, yeah, Bonsville outside his house. I did an interview with him, shot some footage. A property tax resistor. Jay is very genuine and sincere and just honest, straightforward, but he is definitely a testament to standing up for your rights and just being, you know, a sovereign on the land. So, Jake, you want to continue?
I like the term property tax non. I just went blank here.
You had a term
about it. I'm a non-participant, property tax non-participant. But anyways.
Now, Jay, before you go on with your story, I want to advise you, we've got a call for you, and I want to take that. So let's wrap the story up as quick as we can so we can take a call for you.
Okay, well, anyways, though, I go to the court, and they asked me to sign a promise to appear. And I told them I'm not signing anything. And the judge says, well, you're going to appear, right? I don't know what's going to happen. I said, I could walk out here and die on the sidewalk. I have no idea what's going to happen. I'm not promising anything. And they're like, whatever, just leave. But they had a line of people that were just, okay, I'll pay a fine, whatever.
Right.
So I got charged with trespassing. The trespassing charge says that the owner asked me to leave, and I didn't leave.
Okay.
And that's a $5,000 fine a year in a can. And then I also got charged with resisting arrest. So the best part of this whole thing is I went down to the police department to file a complaint with the Internal Affairs Department. Well, I met this man who actually worked with Sheriff Joe Apayo on cleaning up Phoenix Police Department, which he told me about and he was very proud of. He spent a lot of time in a jail in the 60s protesting the war, and he says he's supposed to retire, but he doesn't want to retire because he likes being in an Internal Affairs Office. So I talked to him, and I asked him if I could get a criminal complaint. I mean, get the background history on this cop. He says, that's called a disciplinary report. And no, you can't get that, he said. And then he goes, that's not available to you. And then, like, 2 minutes later, he just says, hey, if you want to know some information about somebody here, you do a Freedom of Information Act. And then he goes right back and is just telling me about a Harley motorcycle or something. Really cool guy. So, but I'm going to scan and post that complaint form that he gave me, which he told me I could do, and I'm going to put it on Facebook, and I'm going to put it, because they arrested hundreds and hundreds of people that weekend.
Mm-hmm.
One newspaper Monday morning said that the police wrote over $1 million in tickets for turn signals, pushing black smoke. The diesel trucks, when they're hopped up, they are modified, they push black. So anyways, And various other things, and they had 20 people per 10x10 jail cell Saturday night.
Jeez. They were raking it in,
Saturday
huh?
Saturday night, supposedly the same cop that arrested me was walking around the same parking lot Saturday night with an AR-15. The quote was, like, one kid told me, yeah, that guy was pounding an AR-15 off of his chest.
Real tough guy.
So,
Jay, let us know what happens with the story, because I want to find out how it all turns out by the end of it. But let me go to Captain Ned in Florida. Captain Ned?
Hey, day 23, Free and Freeman.
I think that's it. Day 23 sounds right.
That's it. Hey, it was good to hear Ian today. It sounds like he's doing well. And
yep.
And great to hear Jay Noon's tactics and techniques and refusing to get piped aboard over the rail.
Jay, can you hear? Can you hear Captain Ned?
Oh, I hear him.
Okay, great. Captain Ned, you can hear Jay.
I hope your battle's going well back there in Massachusetts.
It is. They defaulted, basically.
Excellent.
So what's the question for Jay, Captain Ed?
Well, I just, like I told you, when Jay just gave his name and birthday only, that avoids a John Doe charge. He did exactly the right thing. And by not giving an SS number and refusing to sign a promise to appear, that's all key. But what event were you at, Jay?
Shied Diesel Extravaganza.
Well, okay, big truck pull or something.
Yeah, truck pull, drag races, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, farm kid stuff.
Gotcha. So you still have charges against you for this?
Yeah, they gave me a date to appear November 30th, and it's a 1,000-mile travel, well, like 900-something-mile travel from my place to there.
Yeah, well, what I was going to say is, the gentleman who tossed you out of the jail cell, probably the gray-haired policeman, was probably an Oath Keeper. He knew that he was witnessing something he didn't want to testify about. You follow me?
Right, and to be honest with you, if I ran into that guy today, I couldn't tell you who he was. I never really got a good look at his face.
Well, you know, that's yeah. Exactly why he did what he did. He did the right thing, and you got to hand it to that peace officer. He stepped in and did the right thing, but I just want to congratulate you on what you did, and those tactics and techniques do work.
Yeah, yes, they do, and the thing is, you can't get emotional with these guys, because that's how they prey on you, whether it's, I'm going to impound your car, I'm going to take your kid, I'm going to take your house, you're going to jail for a week. You just can't get emotional. You've got to keep your head on your shoulders, because they fear-monger you so much.
And refusing to give evidence against yourself is always key. I mean, that's your constitutional right.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks, gentlemen. I'll let you continue.
Captain Ned, thank you very much. So, Jay, you have a court date to appear at, and you're going to have to drive there 1,000 miles to go appear?
Yeah, actually, they set it for trial November 30th, but in the Indiana Constitution, it says that in all criminal cases, the jury has the right to judge both the law and the facts. I thought that was pretty awesome. I'm kind of looking forward to going to a jury trial there.
Well, I don't look forward to jury trials at all, frankly. I think that juries often just do what they're told to do. But, Jay, I really do hope this works out for you, and please keep us updated.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Jay. Really appreciate all you're doing, man.
Yep, thanks for the call. Free Talk Live.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. 855-450-3733.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse, Final LP by the Lost Vegas.
Drinking too much coffee. I'm getting the shade somewhere to be.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Himbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line. You know that cigarettes aren't healthy for you. You've probably been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try. It's a healthier option, 22,000 times healthier than cigarettes. Listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. Vaporsmiths makes one of the best, most well-made e-cigarettes on the market today. A pack-a-day smoker will save about $120 a month from the get-go, so you're already start being richer, feeling better, and smelling better. How about a free starter kit, too? Just purchase 40 cartomizers, coupon code FTL, and you'll get free shipping because the order is more than $60. All orders over $60 get free shipping at Vaporsmiths.com. You can call 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com to get this deal, this free starter kit. 855-2-GET-VAPOR, Vaporsmiths.com. JJ, we were reading a story about was it Blackson Government Group?
That's right. We started a story earlier in the broadcast about the Blackson Government has become the latest national African American group to officially call for an end to the drug war or war on drugs. And so I'm going to basically recap a little bit here. The resolution which this group drafted was delivered to the president and the attorney general. Obviously, we don't expect much to happen with that with our more rational mindset as far as government goes. But the report cites the U.S. has the highest incarceration rates, that African Americans are 13 times more likely to be sentenced to jail than whites for the same drug charges. And
so, yeah, like let's make that clear, that this isn't a statement about blacks being more likely to commit a crime than whites. This is a statement about people who get the same charge,
yes,
and how they're sentenced.
That's right.
And that there's a disparity, a very, very large disparity. This isn't a fluke sort of disparity. When you're talking about a group of people, one group of people is 13 times more likely to be sentenced to jail or prison for a charge than another group of people, that meaning that the same people that have the same charge, you know, two different types of groups here, that is something systemic and something very, very, very bad is going on. We're not talking about a 1 to 1.5 ratio.
No,
we're talking about a 1 to 13 ratio.
Right. It's sort of like seeing, like if on your home street, the police were just terrible, and they arrested people for jaywalking all the time. And you saw, let's say, 12 white people cross the street in front of this cop and not get arrested, and then one black person do it and get arrested, then that would cause alarm. You would definitely see a disparity. But because of the way that our legal system works, a lot of what happens and goes on is either met out through plea deals that don't receive a lot of light of day, or it's just simply these individuals can't mount an efficient defense against the state, so they can't really even defend themselves. A lot of the law libraries in these jails are just terrible as far as preparing people for protecting themselves, pro se. But I'll continue with the story here. The resolution, basically, it says that most drug arrests can be interpreted as a virtual race war to profile, incarcerate, and disenfranchise African Americans, the resolution states, invalidated by its disproportionate and biased enforcement operations and prosecutions, thus treating similarly situated white Americans much differently. The resolution calls for the government to develop alternatives to incarceration.
This is why, by the way, I've never heard, I've never had a caller call in that I can think of off the top of my head that wasn't white, that backed up that didn't sound white, I should say. I really don't know what people's colors are, frankly, that backed up the war on drugs. I mean, and I can see, you know, and it makes sense, right? Like, you don't deal with your empirical data that you get on a day-to-day basis does not deal with this, so, because you're 13 times less likely to get a charge than somebody else. So you say, well, what's that? What's the big deal about pot being illegal?
Right.
It's not like it's a problem to get it and smoke it.
Exactly. Unless it affects you, or unless you personally experience this phenomenon, you are less likely to be aware of it, for one, and less likely to do anything about it, for the other.
Yep.
So the story goes on. The resolution calls for government to develop alternatives to incarceration and a federal investigation into racially biased drug sentencing. I personally witnessed racially biased enforcement procedures when I ran a joint DEA task force, U.S. Marshal Matthew Fogg, former BIG vice president, said in a statement. When I requested equal enforcement of upscale suburban areas, I met internal resistance. Fogg is a member of Law Enforcement Against Prohibition, LEAP, a group of police, judges, prosecutors, and prison wardens who support legalizing and regulating drugs. In July, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People officially called on the U.S. government to end the war on drugs. Studies show that all racial groups abuse drugs at similar rates, but the numbers also show that African Americans, Hispanics, and other people of color are stopped, searched, arrested, charged, convicted, and sent to prison for drug-related charges at a much higher rate, California State Conference of the NAACP President Alice Huffman said. So basically, it highlights what we know to be true, those of us who can look at America through the reality glass, so to speak, or without the illusions of that they so carefully craft, that this is not a country of where everyone is treated equal and everyone is, you know, equal from the very beginning. Clearly, certain individuals receive certain privileges, i.e. the whites, and how they get sentenced for similar crimes.
You know, it's these numbers really do bear that out. It's shocking to hear. Let's go to Pat in Michigan. Pat?
Hey, good evening, guys.
What's happening?
The further we go down the road of government infringement into our lives, the more sense a fair and equitable consumption tax makes to me. Is it the fair tax? I don't know, because I don't agree with the spending plan of the government. So to make it revenue neutral, I'm not necessarily in agreement with that. But consumption tax seems to me the most equitable form and the most constitutional form of taxation.
The way you state this speaks to my heart. I am of the opinion that taxation is stealing and that the government has no bearing in that area. But I think that there's an interesting little twist to this. I would agree that a consumption tax gives incentives in a much better way than an income tax does. An income tax basically penalizes people for making money.
Absolutely.
What a consumption tax does is it would reward people for saving. And
absolutely.
I think that
it'd be fair to the poor, and you want to tax the rich? Well, they spend more money, they're going to pay more taxes.
So here's an interesting twist to the fair tax that I think could make it a little fairer. For one thing, in order to institute the fair tax, you'd have to get rid of the 16th Amendment, in my opinion, because...
Well, let's back up one step there. How many poor people do you know that are actually capable of saving money?
Everybody's capable of saving money.
You're sure about that?
I'm quite sure.
So I would disagree. Well, I would say a lot of the poor people are just barely making ends meet. And, in fact, they're even perhaps selling possessions, taking out short loans to create the cover
stopgap. That's because they've gotten poor recently, and they didn't have a lifestyle that allowed them to handle a period of
time. What about
the
fact that a lot of these poor people are dependent upon government? So that stipend they receive from the government either doesn't go up or the inflation causes its value to go down. Regardless, they have a certain amount of money to make ends meet, and if they're going to save money... They certainly can't do it in their current condition.
You know, I frankly don't care, JJ. Okay. I mean, like, when it comes down to it, I want to reward savings, and if you incentivize savings, you'll see more savings. If you incentivize debt and you incentivize spending, you'll get more
spending. Okay, if you
want
to incentivize savings, how about we get rid of the Fed or at least raise the interest rates to a point where savings accounts have some sort of incentive?
I'm fine with getting rid of the Fed. I want to get rid of the Fed, but...
let's abolish the Fed. I'm all for it, guys.
Right. I mean, but that we're not talking about the Fed. We're talking about taxes. And when it comes to taxes, I think that the federal government gives and state governments give the federal government through state governments give the ability to incorporate to businesses and people. And therefore, since the government creates corporations, the government then would have the right, really, the real right to tax those corporations because they receive benefits through being incorporated.
Sure.
So if the taxes, these consumption taxes, were only levied against organizations that were incorporated, then you would see, really would be, in fact be, as far as I can tell, a much more just system. Pat?
Good stuff, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. Free Talk Live.
So what are you driving now? A Ford? A Honda? A Toyota? A few hours from now, it could be a car with OnStar. Introducing OnStar FMV, the new way to add OnStar to just about any car. All you have to do is head to your local Best Buy to see all it can do. Then Best Buy can install it for you. And suddenly, you're driving around in a car with the powerful protection of OnStar. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, subscription details, and stores near you.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the 4 major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, WHEY.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live 855-453. Might be able to squeeze your call in if you get it in quick. 855-450-3733. JJ, tell me about SACL CAI.
SACL CAI has a fully orbed approach to account recovery. It's really 3 companies in one.
Are you doing your announcer voice?
I'm trying to do announcer voice. Hold on a second. It's really 3 companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivable. SACL knows the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best money. They have the best equipment money can buy. So your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com. SACL CII. Jason Osborne is awesome.
Well, he must be awesome if he puts up with live reads like that. I'll tell you.
Hey, that was money right there.
It was. It was worth a chuckle.
All right.
Do we have more on this, the Blackson government?
No, we pretty much covered that story.
You said you had another article that is slipping my mind. What was it?
The UN report on the long-awaited United Nations review of the Israelis' raid on Turkish-based flotilla.
That's right. This is something that happened, it's probably
2010.
It's been like a year ago. A situation where I guess people, they were bringing concrete and goods and things into the Palestinian area, and essentially Israel says no, you can't have anything, and they're essentially creating them as sort of a slave state to themselves. And I get that there's a lot of conflict going on there, but what they are calling weapons supplies are often just supplies,
right? I mean, they'll use any excuse they need to intervene and just sort of put their policies into place.
Yep.
This article comes from the New York Times. Basically, let's see, I just read that first line. So we'll just say 15 months ago, the raid happened. The report said that the Israeli forces boarded the vessels trying to break the blockade. The report is expected to be released Friday. It's also found that Israeli commandos boarded the main ship. They faced organized and violent resistance from a group of passengers and were therefore required to use force on their own protection. The report called the force excessive and unreasonable, saying that loss of life was unacceptable and that Israeli's military later treatment of passengers was abusive. So basically, the report said that what Israel did, the blockade, was legit.
Okay.
It was acceptable.
It's all right that Israel has a Palestine blockade and that the people can't get anything in.
That's right. But that the use of force when they boarded that ship and killed those 9 people was excessive and unreasonable.
So
how do you blockade without using force?
Well, I think that, actually it's quite possible because you just use force in a more discretionary way, and then if somebody escalates the force up against you, because you just keep on coming, you use tasers, you use nerve gas, you board the ship. If somebody shoots at one of the Israeli, you know, Marines or whatever it is that's taking
commandos.
Over, commandos that are taking over the ship, well, then they've got every excuse in the world to do whatever they want. So that's how it goes. I mean, here in the United States, if you want to know how to use force, look at a by-the-book cop arrest.
Right. The 105-page report, a copy of which was obtained by the New York Times, was completed months ago, but its publication was delayed several times as Turkey and Israel sought to reconcile their deteriorating relationship and perhaps avoid making the report public. In reactions from both governments included in the report, as well as interviews, each objected to its conclusions. Both said they believed that the report, which was intended to help mend relations, would instead make reconciliation harder. Turkey is particularly upset by the conclusion that Israel's naval blockade is keeping with the international law and that its forces have the right to stop Gaza-bound ships in international waters, which is what happened in a 2010 episode. The conclusion oversteps the mandate of the four-member panel appointed by the United Nations Secretary General and is at odds with other United Nations decisions, Turkey argued. So Turkey and Israel have been sort of having some rough relations because of this report and because of the Gaza raid and the nine people killed. And in another article, this one's been published by Hart or out of Israel. I don't know how to pronounce that name. Harart. It's got the double A.
Okay.
But anyway, Turkey is warning Israel that they have one day to apologize for the Gaza flotilla raid. Otherwise, they will impose sanctions on Israel. And this news story came out before the New York Times published this report. So it was both, they wanted an apology, and they also wanted this UN report published.
Okay.
So the New York Times took care of the publishing aspect of it. Now they're waiting for Israel to issue an apology for the deaths of those Turkish nationals that died in the raid. And
what do you think is going to happen?
I think Israel is definitely not going to apologize for anything.
Doesn't seem like it.
No, of course not. Why should that would be admitting wrong, and they wouldn't.
Governments
want to do
really
that.
Don't generally do that very well.
No, it opens them up to lawsuits.
Well, I don't think in this case it really would open them to lawsuits because there really wouldn't be any jurisdiction or anything like that. But at the very, it probably would be the very best thing to handle this situation.
I think,
we're protecting our sovereign borders. Things got out of hand. You can imagine what it's like being one of these commandos. These guys felt threatened. They used, weapons. Sorry, it wasn't our intention to kill civilians. Blah, blah, blah. Just make it, I think that I'm sorrys go so far.
Right. They don't even actually have to mean it. They just have to say it publicly in order for Turkey, of course, to be appeased. But what I think is going to happen is that relations between Israel and Turkey are going to continue to deteriorate, and we're going to see more strife in that region around Israel.
Turkey doesn't really want to get involved, I can assure you. They've got a policy of not getting involved and stuff, and they would really like to not do it, but this is a big deal.
Well, we also have to consider that with all the uprisings in the Middle East, the populist uprisings, that Turkey is not immune from this by any stretch. And even though
they're the most immune,
obviously they have a lot less Arabic because they are a Persian country. That there's is it more of a Soviet
Turks? Mostly what the deal is with Turkey is that they're the freest of the Arabic countries, so they're less likely to see an Arab Spring because there's not as much to rise up against.
Yeah, but if people are upset at Israel for killing Turkey civilians. I think they're going to be upset no matter what.
Indeed. Turkey's taken a hard line. I mean, it's not like they said you have 1 week to apologize. They said one day, and I'm interested in what's going to happen. I've got a story here that we really got to get. It was just IM to me here. Julian Heiklin found guilty of contempt of court 145 days in jail. Julian Heiklin went to trial today defending himself and was found guilty, like I. This is from Mark Schmitter, who has also got a long sentence for external criminal contempt of court. He was sentenced to 145 days in the Orange County Jail with no bail being set at this time. Julian will be back in front of Judge Perry on September the 12th to check the status of Julian's appeal and reexamine the possibility of allowing bail. Julian's crime, that he was engaged in a First Amendment activity, he was handing out Fiji flyers against the will and order of a judge. We'll need a legal defense fund set up, and for Julian, the appeal will be $5,000 going in and out.
Wow.
With incidental expenses, probably $10,000 by the time the appeal gets to federal Supreme Court. At least this is what my lawyer quoted me. My appeal has already started for the same conviction from the same Judge Perry. Yours in freedom, Mark E. Schmitter. You can go find out more at tyrannyfighters.com. Again, it's tyrannyfighters.com. These guys, these judges are out of control.
They are. These tyrants in dresses are just, they're so immune from so much prosecution, yep, and sort of accountability that they can issue these edicts from the bench and then...
Right. It's contempt of court.
Right. Once someone's violent.
On the steps of a courthouse, of a public building.
Right.
This isn't contempt of a courtroom. You're not standing up and saying, I have contempt for you, sir.
Right. It's not even in the courtroom. It's not even in the realm
of... It's not even
the
building.
Yes, exactly.
These people, I mean, where does their purview stop?
It stops when someone challenges it. That's the thing. These judges can say whatever they want. They can make any order they want. And until someone takes it to court and challenges it and appeals it with this $5,000 fee.
So this bureaucrat gets to, you know, levy his order for free.
Yes.
And then you and I have to pay $10,000 in order to have it overturned. This is a free country?
Welcome to America.
I mean, this is so crazy. I mean, do people really say that anymore? Do people really say this is a free country? Well, it's a free country.
They do when their head's in the sand.
I wonder how many people can even believe that anymore. It's insanity.
It is.
These judges can do whatever they want.
And how do we hold them accountable? How do we hold these judges accountable? What can individuals do? I think the listeners out there, I mean, cycle that through your brain. What can you do to help this situation? Petition other judges? I mean, is that going to solve it? Petition the legislature? Is that going to solve it? I mean, where do you start? Where do you end?
I don't even know. I mean, I don't know what you do in this circumstance. You know, for me, I would leave Orlando and come to New Hampshire. But, you know, frankly, stuff like this is going on in New Hampshire, too.
Yep.
So, I think that concentration is a key. That's the best thing I got. It ain't great.
Move to New Hampshire.
Free Talk Live. In the meantime, check out freetalklive.com.
Thanks so much.
Get interactive with the website.
Get family-friendly fun at wallet-friendly prices with Nintendo Selects, popular Nintendo Wii games for only $19.99 MSRP. Explore the universe in Super Mario Galaxy. Flip into a new dimension in Super Paper Mario. Battle it out on the field in Mario Strikers Charged. Or step into the ring and punch out. All Nintendo Selects games are available now for only $19.99 MSRP each. With Nintendo Selects, there's fun for everyone. Rated E to E10+.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.